Scots today. Scots lead the future. The Scots lead is at Ascinderance. The gate Scotland wails for it new, micht see it at last rode it on to safer grun, or wandered in a darker, mere drumly airt o' the gither. By 2050, Scots could be as muckle a pairt of Scottish society as Catala is in Catalonia, Friske in Friesland in the Netherlands, and even Welsh in Wales. Or, 30 year fae new, Scots micht weel be a lead wi' a puckle o' speakers tint in society's shadows, and a generation fae dian oot. Ay, to big sicker foons for the future would be to gie Scots parity wi' Scotland's other leads. Bringing Scots up fae third place to first in the mind of the Scottish public through mere funding, resources and legislation would finally gie Scots speakers in Scotland the respect that society to now seems to have been hidden back for them. If Scotland's 1.6 million Scots speakers are a wee thing blate to spear government for mair and better provision for their mother tongue, democracy and social justice cry out for it. The other possible gate to tack is gae similar to, if nae exactly the same, as the ain Scots is on the new. It's a' about a third o' the hail nation biding and darging and paying taxes in ilka part o' Scotland, but we ainly sma' gear for the state for its lead, laughed at by its media, poked by society for no speaking right. If I left as the poor neighbour o' Scots culture, likely Scots speakers winna care a docking and shaw the lave the thrawn resistance that's keep it Scots alive, though war nor this. But we leads the world hour are cowping under the wecht o' four or five global languages, and it micht be gae hard for Scots to joke this trend. But for the lack o' some heavy lifting by the Scottish state, Scots speakers could already be looking for it to a bright and mair hopeful future for their lead. Yet Scots could just as easy stacher on and fin it sell at the end up John Doon, history's Cundy.